the powder keg in the cities. All that glitters is not gold. This is Mid-Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Little attention has been paid to President Bush's government housing legislation called Home Ownership and Opportunity for People Everywhere, or HOPE. It's part of a new program known as Resident Management, and it's bad news for the people in the projects. Public housing residents are being given the so-called opportunity to self-manage the hellish complexes in which 3 million mostly black and Latino people live. Although the government's own propaganda admits in the small print that resident management will only be available for 10% of the residents, we are expected to believe that George Bush and Housing Secretary Jack Kemp have the interests of the people at heart. Nothing could be further from the truth. HOPE, which has already been cut back, promised almost $3 billion over the course of 2 years to reform the system of federally subsidized housing. Overall, HUD's appropriation for subsidized housing has just drastically fallen from $32 billion in 1978. Don't be fooled. The ratio of spending for defense to low-income housing in 1980 was 5 to 1. In 1990, it was 20 to 1. The new program is the government's thin cover for the retreat from subsidized housing for poor people. In a complex financial charade, tremendous profits will be distributed to banks and private sector developers, even as low-income housing is systematically demolished or converted into expensive condominiums. A slew of non-profit corporations is being handed cheap, valuable real estate. Congress began public housing in 1937 for young, upwardly mobile white families. But as the white settlers moved up the ladder and into the suburbs, the projects became home to millions of blacks and immigrants laboring in America's war industries. As corporate America discovered that production was cheaper overseas, decent jobs dried up and minimum wage work and welfare became the main source of income for many project residents. Remaining industries moved to the suburbs and the cities became centers of administration rather than production. Like many third world countries, the ghetto is a dependent export economy whose chief export is labor power. After the urban rebellions of the 1960s, HUD and the Department of Defense implemented a plan called spatial deconcentration. Through urban renewal, also known as Negro removal, poor people were forced out of the downtown so neighborhoods could be gentrified and made safe for commuting white-collar workers. Now the capitalists are eager to get their hands on valuable housing authority property. Until recently, only the outdated laws of 1937 stood in their way. But with a new law, land speculators can seize ownership of this previously land-bank property by posing as friends of the people, supposedly contributing to their self-management. HOPE is the cover for completing the process of de-Africanizing the cities. HOPE greases the way for developers to obtain guaranteed government loans and to dispossess the working people of the cities. HOPE is trying to throw entire populations into the racist suburbs, where urban refugees are forced to live in mini-ghettos and to labor in extremely low-paying service jobs if work is to be found at all. People who live in housing projects should set their sights much higher than the glitter of the HOPE drug that George Bush is trying to shove down our collective throats. Project residents should aim for real self-management to bring society under the rule of the people. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan 48106, or write to this station,